Hey everybody. All right, just had to make sure we're recording there. I am Josh Peck of Josh Peck Disclosure. Backup camera is on, main camera is on. We're all good to go. I am excited about today. So yesterday I announced what today's video was going to be. I rarely ever do that because I make these videos 1 week at a time. So once a week I sit down and I record seven videos. And then I release them throughout the week. So sometimes I change the order depending what's going on. And so I rarely ever announce what the next video is going to be, but for this one I was really excited about, and I'm glad that it happened this way. So yesterday I told you a lot about my website, Josh Peck Disclosure, told you a lot about what Christina, my wife, is doing with her homemade products and things like that. And I got a little bit into why things like Steemit are so needed in today's world and in today's liberal world of censorship and fascism and all that stuff that we as Christian conservatives want to oppose and defend against. So I want to talk to you today about Steemit because I've actually gotten a lot of questions about this. Because I've mentioned it in other videos, but I haven't done just an actual what is Steemit? How do you get on it? What's the benefits? Why should you even deal with it? Because I really do believe that if things continue the way that they are, and there's no reason to suspect that anything is going to change anytime soon. It's only been getting worse. But things like Twitter, Google, even just the whole company, YouTube, Facebook, I think these things are going to become obsolete if they keep doing what they're doing now. If they want to stay in business, and I know that's like a big claim, right? Because they're like the big juggernauts of our society today. But that doesn't mean anything. If they continue on the path that they're going on now, not respecting, the First Amendment. Now, of course, because they're a company, they're a corporation, they can do whatever they want, technically. But does that mean that it's right? Does it mean that it's moral? No, of course not. If you're going to shut somebody down because their opinion conflicts with yours, that's wrong. It's just wrong. Even if they hold a radically different view, even if you consider it an offensive view, you know how you shut them down? You give them better logic than what they're providing. If we believe that there's only one truth, if we believe that there is only one reality, one thing that's actually real, one interpretation of reality that falls in line where all the others don't, then we should want to have these types of conversations. We should. This is why, like in Canada, like the whole what Holocaust was fake thing. You can actually get in legal trouble for saying that. Now, look, of course, I'm not a Holocaust denier. I think that whole position is so dumb on so many levels. But I'm not threatened by somebody talking about it because the way to shut them down isn't by force, isn't to force them to shut up, isn't to delete their videos. It's to expose them, let them be an idiot, let the culture see, let society see just how ridiculous they are, and then they'll fade away, into oblivion, and then that whole view will go away instead of just the one person who's holding it at that one time. If you want an entire belief system to like dissolve and go away, whatever, you expose it to the light and you let it get scrutinized, right? So that's not going to help. But that's what YouTube is doing with conservatives, Christians. People with those people whose views don't align with liberalism or this radical leftist stuff. Instead of just having a conversation, instead of them believing enough in their own position to actually allow right-wing conservatives to, from their perspective, make a fool out of themselves so they can just drift off into obscurity, I think on a deeper level, they know that that's not going to happen, right? See me, if I was running YouTube, I would just let everybody say whatever they want, and then whatever the culture dictates is more popular, that's what you put in the trending. It's a bad way to run a business by shutting down other speakers because they don't align with what you personally say. Like if I was running YouTube, even though I'm a conservative and I'm a Christian, but if I was running YouTube, I would be all about free speech and people could post whatever they want. I wouldn't care anything about it. Now, obviously, because there's kids, there's like with stuff like pornography and stuff, and you gotta be 18 years or older. There's all that kind of stuff. which gets into different situations, but just by and large for adults, I wouldn't shut. Okay, like here's the thing: most conservatives wouldn't dream of shutting down a liberal just because they have a different view. What a conservative generally would do or should do is provide just a better argument. Whoever provides the best argument should win the debate. That's not helpful if there's no debate or if there's no conversation to begin with. So that's why there's this big problem right now. If liberals really felt like their positions were strong enough, then they should let us talk. They should let Ben Shapiro go to a university and speak instead of trying to shut him down and protest him. When have you ever seen that with like conservatives and stuff? I don't know. I don't want to get too much into that because this is supposed to be a Steemit video. But anyway, so that's the reason why things like Steemit are so important. Instead of being based in like a centralized type of structure like YouTube is, like you get people at the top and they control everything, they write algorithms, they do that. It's not built like that. It's decentralized is the word for it. I'm still learning about this myself. I'm still trying to understand what blockchain, like how it all works. But from my understanding, it's set up in a way where they sort of don't have a choice but to uphold free speech. If I'm understanding it correctly, and I'm still learning here too, but if I'm understanding it correctly, Steemit has been set up in a way that once you post something, it is there forever and it just can't be deleted. Now, I don't know how that works with like viruses or hackers. There's so much about it I don't understand. And at some point, I really want to get an expert on this channel. I want to get somebody like Stefan Molyneux or somebody like that who actually not only understands the technology, but understands it in a way that they can explain it to the rest of the public, but also understands the philosophy behind it in a way that I think would be really helpful not only to me but to all of you. So I'm hoping and praying for something like that. But for the time being, I wanted to do a video specifically on not only why Steemit is so important, which we just went through, but how to get involved. You can actually make money on Steemit, which is cool. Why Bitcoin is like a good thing to get into, and there's a lot of things of, well, it crashes and well, it's just like anything else. When it crashes, buy a bunch of it and wait till it raises again, and then you'll have a lot more money than what you started with. So there's Bitcoin's involved with this, but let's just start at the beginning. Okay, so we went through the reasons why this is important because Steemit, unlike the major social media juggernauts out there, Steemit can't suppress you. They won't. They can't. You just can put whatever you want. Now, with that comes good and bad, because of course. I mean, if you're all about free speech, if you want to protect free speech, all of it's got to be protected. It can't just be the stuff you like. It's got to be everything. So like you're going to on Steemit, there's going to be racist stuff. But here's the deal with that, though. Steemit is set up in a way that it really does follow the culture. Like I've been on Steemit for a while and I've never seen an actual racist post. You got to go searching for it to find it. It doesn't suggest things to you or it doesn't bring things up to you that's like that if you don't like it. You follow the people that you like, and then it'll bring that up like in your timeline, like Facebook has, it'll bring that kind of stuff up, and then you can go and search things, you can look at tags, but it'll even show you the most popular tags, and nothing's offensive. Like a lot of it has to do with like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and stuff like that, but there's also like photography and life and blog and video. So is there racist stuff on there? Probably, but I haven't seen it because I haven't gone searching for it. Is there pornography on there? Probably, but I haven't gone and searched for it and it's never suggested it to me. I've also never seen an ad, like you do on like Facebook and stuff. So you would actually have to go searching for that stuff. It's set up in a way where people can upvote things. So if you get a lot of upvotes, it actually does translate into real money. I bought dinner for my family with one Steemit post that I made, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But yeah, I mean, it can translate into real money. But if something's not, if the culture, if the society within Steemit that's using Steemit just generally doesn't like something, then it doesn't become popular. which is more of a reflection of real life than, or what should be real life than anything else. See, this is why the way that they're running YouTube, it's not going to last, because they're not reflecting actual society. They're reflecting what they think society should be. It would be like if I were running YouTube and then I said, okay, only Christian content, only Christian content. Not only that, but only the type of Christian content that I agree with is going to be allowed. That would just fail. It'd be great for Christians who happen to agree with me, but it would exclude many Christians, because a lot of Christians don't, we don't agree on everything, nor should we. I fully believe you're never going to find two Christians that agree on every single point of doctrine, all the way down the list. We all disagree on stuff, but it's definitely not going to help the rest of the world. It would just be a failing business model. On a world now, you might be able to run something like that in a church or within just a Christian setting. There's Christian alternatives to social media, and it might work out great for that, but it's not going to take off and be a worldwide thing, like in the way that Facebook is. I mean, everybody's on Facebook. Not everybody is on whatever the Christian equivalent to that is. So I'm kind of I want to get more involved in things where it's just free across the board. It's just whatever you want to say, you can say, and if the society within that structure doesn't like it, then it's not going to be popular, and it'll take away the incentive to do that. So like when there's a version of YouTube, there's an alternate version called DTube. And when that first started, a lot of people tried putting pornography on there, because you're allowed to. So a lot of people tried that. But I haven't been seeing as much of that lately, because no one watches. People don't go to DTube for that. They're not watching it on there. Nobody upvotes it. Nobody cares. And it fades into the obscurity, and nobody's making any money on it. So what does get money is like when you actually have something interesting or helpful to say, or something that people can learn from, or I mean, it depends. It varies within the society, of that structure and steam it. But so it's kind of a self-correcting problem. So it's like with DTube, is there pornography on there? Yes, but you've really got to go searching for it. It's not a popular thing, people don't go to DTube or steam it for stuff like that. So that's what I'm interested in. Okay, so that's all the whys. Why should you get involved with steam it? Because especially if you're a Christian, Facebook's going to shut you down. I mean, you probably already noticed this. There have been people who don't even really have like a ministry online. They don't have like a substantial like audience, nor are they on Facebook for that reason. They're just on Facebook to talk to their friends and to just have a, one of their, just a community there. But even they're getting shut down. I bet you anything, people who are watching right now, if you're Christian or if you're conservative, you've probably had suspicions. People aren't commenting as much on your videos anymore, or your Facebook posts, or you're not getting as many likes or shares, even though your friend list is growing, all that stuff is shrinking. Well, that might be why. I've certainly noticed that on my Facebook account and YouTube, and Twitter is basically useless now. That's the reality of the situation. So I don't trust YouTube or Facebook or Google or any of these. I don't trust any of them that they're gonna shape up and they're gonna fix their model. I'd rather find alternatives now that's worth it. And Steam it, at least for now, seems to be a really good alternative. So here's how it works. So that's all the why. That's all the why you should go to Steam it, why you should be interested in it. You can say whatever you want. You can proclaim the gospel, and no one is going to shut you down. And actually, Christian posts are pretty popular there, which is great. Steam it's not a Christian run organization or anything like that, but like Christian posts are like pretty popular. It's pretty phenomenal. Where it was never advertised, it's never been talked about as a Christian social media platform, but the amount of popularity that Christian posts have is mind-blowing. It'll give you hope, because it's like, oh, there actually are a lot of Christians in the country. So when you get started, you just go to steamit.com. So I'm going to get into the how to actually do it. You're going to have to jump through a couple hoops. But it's going to be worth it for the reasons why they have it set up this way. So when you first get started, you just go to steemit.com, and if you've ever been on Reddit, you sort of get how the upvote works. But Steemit, it's a social media network that's built on top of blockchain technology, and it's kind of really improved this whole craving for like internet popularity points, like Facebook likes and things like that. But it's turned it in a way for like bloggers or video content create, you know, anything like that to actually earn real money. So, when you start an account, you go to steemit.com and you can start an account. Now, unlike most social media sites, once you sign up, you're going to need an email address, a valid email address, and you're going to need a phone number. So you have to have a cell phone, like just some kind of smartphone. It doesn't matter if it's Apple or it doesn't matter if, like, I have a Samsung Android thing and it worked fine, but you're going to have that. The reason that they make you kind of jump through these hoops is they're trying to prevent fake accounts, and they're trying to prevent bots and people who want to start accounts and take advantage of the fact that they can make money and just you know totally abuse the system that they put in place. So there's good reason why they want to do it, and it's not that much hassle. But once you sign up with your email and your phone number, you're actually going to be put on a waiting list, and it could take as little as a day. But it might even take as much as like a week for you know some one of their administrators to verify your account, because they're going to make sure you're a real person. They're going to verify your email address, your phone number. They're going to check you out, make sure you're real, which is good. And I'm glad that they do that, because Facebook doesn't do that, and that's why you get a lot of YouTube doesn't do that, and that's why you get a lot of fake comments or fake downvote, you know, fake thumbs down, or you know you get a bunch of that stuff. Even Amazon doesn't do that, so you'll get. You'll get fake, like if you're an author, then you'll probably understand this. If you're an author who writes controversial views, which basically means anything conservative or Christian, you're gonna get these like fake accounts who are the only reason that they're even opened in the first place is to give you a bad review and to give you one star. That happens. So they're trying to get rid of that kind of stuff. So that's why there's this verification process. But it is worth it, and it's not that much of a hassle. You just need an email and a phone number, and you're good. But now, once you've gained access to a new account, you got to actually be sure that you safely store your password somewhere, because Steemit does not include a password recovery system like most other sites. So if you get locked out, you're out for good. So when they give you a password, and it's going to be this weird, complicated thing, make sure you save that somewhere. Email it to yourself, or put it in your phone, text it to yourself. Just make sure somehow you have it saved, that if you ever lose it or whatever, you can recover it, because they don't have a recovery system, you know, for various privacy and security reasons. So make sure you do that. Now, another distinct attribute of Steemit's accounts is that they cannot be deactivated or deleted. So your account, once you start one, it is there forever. It can't be deactivated or deleted. They're permanently stored on the blockchain, which is similar to like how cryptocurrency purchases are handled. Now, again, I'm still trying to learn about this too. So I don't have all the answers, but I mean, if this is of interest, then I'll keep doing videos like this, and we'll learn together. I'll get some experts on here, and we'll figure this out. But from my current understanding, and from what everybody says, even the creators themselves say it can't be deactivated, can't be deleted. So it doesn't matter. You can preach the gospel all you want. You can talk about how awesome Jesus is every day, and you're not going to be deleted for it. Actually, you'll probably gain some popularity on Steemit for stuff like that, because generally the audience seems to appreciate things like that. So now once you're actually in, once you get your account, you have a homepage. It looks sort of similar to like a Reddit feed. There's an endless stream of posts that range from like in-depth discussion to even just reposted YouTube videos, which is what I do. I make YouTube videos and I repost them on my Steemit account. So you'll get you you'll in your account when you get like a little circle that has like a pencil thing in it. That's how you post. And
All your tabs are actually located in the upper left of the page next to the Steemit logo, and those let you navigate to different feeds. All the stuff on the right is like your own personal blog and stuff. So on the left, you'll have things like trending, which includes posts with a bunch of like engagement and votes, a lot of comments and votes and stuff. That's trending. Hot is like the content that's surging at that moment. And new is just simply organized chronologically. My computer just froze again. Big surprise, right? So I'll turn over here and go to this one. I don't need these anymore. So new is just what's new in chronological order. Now, at the upper right, you'll find a post button that lets you begin getting involved in the whole world of Steemit. So instead of having to post something to like an actual like a particular subreddit or something like that, like if you're familiar with Reddit, you can actually just tag your post with relevant labels. So like with mine, I'll do like Christianity, religion, philosophy, guns. Like you can do stuff like that. You only get five tags, by the way. It's not like YouTube where you get like I think you get 500 characters in YouTube. You only get five. So which has its benefits because everybody's on equal playing field, but also it's, sometimes I wish I had more that I could be really more specific, but that's okay. Now, if your posts or comments are like, if they're funny or informative or if they just attract a lot of attention, then you'll start getting actual digital currency. Because when people like your posts, they click on this little up arrow and it's called an upvote and they upvote it. Now, what that does is that actually adds Steem dollars to your Steemit account, which you can then take those to something like Coinbase. I use Coinbase. There's a lot of them though, but you can go to Coinbase, start an account there, and then you can convert your Steem dollars into Bitcoin. Then through Coinbase, which is a digital currency wallet, it's really easy to set up. But through Coinbase, you can then connect that to a bank account like PayPal or your bank account or whatever and convert it to real money. So again, like I said, I did one video on Steemit, actually on DTube, which is Steemit's version of YouTube. But I did one video on an Old Testament Bible prophecy that I thought might have had a connection with Nazi Germany and stuff. And that first one, enough people liked it, or it got enough likes that I got like $50 from it, which was nice. So I converted that from Steem dollars are pretty much equal to US dollars. So one Steem dollar is pretty much one US dollar. But I converted the Steem dollars through Coinbase, which again is really easy to set up, just coinbase.com. You can set up a wallet there. But I converted it to Bitcoin. And then it depends on what Bitcoin is worth. You can keep things in Bitcoin. It'll rise. Of course, they're going to have crashes. It goes up and down. The trick is, this is what I'm waiting for right now because I've earned some more Steem dollar. And not much. It's only like $30, but I've earned some more. So I'm waiting to see if Bitcoin is going to go down again, like it did last month. So I can invest then. Then when it rises again, it'll add up to more. But I put in an initial investment of like $30, and then leaving it in the Bitcoin wallet for a while. Bitcoin, the price kept going up, so it kept increasing to almost $60 or $70. And then I decided, because it wasn't a huge investment, I just decided I'm going to buy dinner for the family tonight. So and also I wanted to just test how that would work. So. And again, I'm totally technologically inept with a lot of this stuff. If I can figure it out, you can, I promise. Because I don't, it's just trial and error. But so you hook it up through your bank account or your PayPal account, or you hook it up through something like that, and then you can convert Bitcoin into actual real US money. So I did that, and it was like $60 or $70, and I bought a big dinner for the family, and we had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And but it just to prove the model that this actually really works. So you can do that too. You can actually earn a lot more than that, but that's just an example of starting at completely $0, you know, completely just nothing, putting up one video, getting, I think it was like 50 Steemit dollars or something like that. I think it was somewhere around, I don't remember the exact amounts, but it turned out to be even more than that after I invested in Bitcoin, because I let it sit for a couple, like a month or two, and then Bitcoin went up and I got like another 20 or 30 bucks out of it. So imagine doing that in like large scale, you know, you can do that with a lot more money. So Steem is basically the base token of the platform, and it's similar to Bitcoin. Like I said, it can be turned into two other versions of digital currency. Now, if you want, you can take your Steem and turn it into Steem dollars. Now, Steemit will, when you get an upvote, basically what it does is it puts 50% of that into Steem dollars and then 50% into Steem power. Now, Steem power is like a measurement of clout on the site. The more Steem power you hold, the more you can influence how much recognition other posts get. So right now, I've got, and it'll give you a little number by your name. I think I have like 50 or something. So I can upvote somebody and they'll get like a penny, you know, but there are other people who have higher numbers that if they upvote somebody, then that person could get like 5, 10, 20 bucks, you know, so it depends on there. It's sort of like being like a highly revered critic. You can turn your Steem tokens into Steem power, but you'll be trading like liquid value for internet influence. So Steem dollars, or SBT, just like Bitcoin is BTC, Steem dollars is SBD, excuse me. They're, like I said before, they're pegged to one US dollar. And you can trade them with Steem or transfer them into other accounts for commerce or exchange, just like the Coinbase, like I told you about. But normally, unless you can set it up differently, but but usually you'll receive half in Steem power and then half in Steem dollars as rewards for your posts. The more that people like it, the more people, you know. But you could opt to receive all of it in Steem power, or you could even do what's called powering down, which means you take your Steem power and then convert that into Steem dollars. And I have tried that. That does work too. Now, this is not a get rich quick thing. You're not going to get rich quick off of this. Now, it might seem like it's a fast and easy way to make money, but it's not quite as simple as that. The content that you post, it's got to go viral on the site for it to earn any kind of notable amount of rewards. But there are people that are really successful on Steem and have made quite a bit of money. But if you've never tried to make it to the front page of Reddit, you know, then you'll know how difficult it is. Also, you can't immediately cash out your rewards. The whole Steem power and Steem dollars and stuff that you earn on posts, they're deposited into your wallet a week after your post was published. So if you do one every day, after a week, you can every day you'll be able to put more into your wallet. But generally, when you get a post, so when I did that video that made like 50 Steem dollars or whatever, when I did that video, I had to wait a week before I could actually convert that into the Steem dollars from that into my wallet. Now you can go through Coinbase pretty much immediately, but it does take a week. It's a good incentive to, because it just takes time to process and do everything. But it's a good incentive to do posts on Steem it every day, because once you get to a certain point, you know, I'm right now, every single day I can add more money to my wallet, but it's from posts from a week ago. So if you consistently post and comment and vote, it's at least possible to gain like a decent cryptocurrency holding. And, you know, it's not bad for something that is an alternative to things like Facebook or Reddit or Twitter or whatever. So that's basically what I know. And I'm still learning as I go along. It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, it provides a good incentive. And this is why I'm way more active on Steem than I am anywhere else. You know, like YouTube, here on YouTube or on Facebook, like I'll post stuff. Facebook, I'll comment back and stuff. YouTube, I really don't, because again, I can't trust who's even a real person or who's, you never know what to trust. But steam it because of all the hoops that somebody has to go through. You can trust that those are real people generally. Now, like anything else, there's a couple of bots, but they make themselves really super obvious, and it's just obvious. You know, it's actually funny on Steam, there'll be things that are actually called, like, they'll call themselves, this is a Steam it bot, this is not a real, it's like they advertise that they're bots. So you immediately know. It's weird, and it's usually trying to get you to, you know, join other contests that they have going on. That's the other thing. There's a lot of Steam it communities and tags and stuff that they'll sponsor contests, writing contests or content creator contests, video contests, where you can submit whatever you do, and then if you win, you earn like I was in this one, which is Christian Dash Trail. That was the tag. I didn't even know they were running a contest, but I posted one of my videos with that tag, and I found out that I won second place. Christina actually won first place, so that was pretty cool, in some writing thing. So we earned, I think she earned like $20 from that. I got like 10 or something. Like, so there's always those kinds of things that are going on, which makes it interesting and fun. The way that the tags work, whatever the first tag you put in, that's the one that your post will actually be found, in that sub thread or whatever. So like if you put conspiracy first, when somebody goes to the conspiracy tag, like on Steam it, when they click on the conspiracy thing, then they'll see your post in there. And then the rest of the tags, it's just, but this is kind of cool because like Google actually, like if you Google search something, sometimes Steam it posts do come up. So it works out. If you want to follow me, if you've joined already, which if you haven't, just start it today. It's really not that difficult. Just go to steamit.com. You got to have a phone and you got to have an email address. That's all they ask. It's in our current world today, it's not that bad. If you can't do it, like if you have a landline and you're just off the grid, more power to you. I totally get it. And I totally understand why, because I've gotten a couple of messages from people asking, well, you know, I don't have a cell phone. I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. I get it. Completely understand. Unfortunately, just for right now, there's no way to get on Steam it without this stuff. So I don't know if you can borrow a friend's phone or why. I don't know. That's an area that I just don't know. But if you do have a phone, you got an email address, just start one today. It's really easy. It's not as easy as Facebook, but it's pretty easy for all the reward and benefit you can get from it. Plus, I mean, you will have, I don't know if this means anything to anybody out there, but you'll have a direct line to me. If you follow me on Steam it and you post something, if you leave me a comment, I will reply to you personally. And it'll be a personal reply. I only have like 200 followers on there, so it's not a lot. There are really, really popular YouTube content creators that only have a couple of hundred followers on Steam it, because it's not, I think there's only like 250,000 people on Steam it right now. So it's definitely the time to get started and get one going. And I love it. I've been able to say anything that I want to say, and I've never been suppressed. I've never, nothing like that. I only have good things to say about it. So if you want to follow me, it is steamit.com/@, you know, the little at sign, Josh Peck. So that's how it works. And because there's so few on there, I was able to just get my name, Josh Peck, which is a pretty kind of common name, but I was able to get that. So you'll probably be able to get one where it's just your name or something close to it at least. But yeah, they'll give you, it's your site will be steamit.com/@something. You know, and you set that up when you first start. So start one, follow me, steamit.com/@Josh Peck. And you'll get all these videos. You'll get, sometimes I'll just write stuff on there just to do something that's exclusive to Steam it. And I'm going to start, I want to start doing more of those. So that's how you sign up. That's why you should do it. That's how you should do it. And I hope that I see you there. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, get a whole bunch of free content, all free on joshpeckdisclosure.com. And if you could hit the donate button and help me out. If we as a community come together, we could do some amazing things. If you can financially help me out so I can help you out even more. I want to get some better equipment so we don't have to keep doing this backup camera and the computer freezing up and I don't want to keep doing that. I want to save some money to get a really nice camera, and I want to get some really nice audio, because right now when you're watching this, because I have to use my backup camera, the audio is terrible. So I want to get an actual nice microphone, and Phantom Power, you need a mixer. Like, it's just a whole setup, and it costs a lot of money. I want to do all that for you because it's worth it, and I think we can really grow this into something big. I think finally the Josh Peck Disclosure YouTube channel has a clear direction, has a clear purpose, because you guys have spoken up and you've told me what you want to see, and I want to give you more of that. So I really think if we come together on this, we can make this happen. So if you the best way to help, the absolute best way to help beyond prayer, of course, prayer is the best way to help, but the best way to help beyond prayer is to go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Help me out there. That would be incredibly helpful. Now, if you can't financially, don't feel bad about that. That's okay. I've been in your shoes. I've been at a point where I've wanted to help these people so bad, people that I really believed in and saw their vision and wanted to help them, but I couldn't. So what you can do is you can donate your time. You can share this video. You can tell your friends about me, about Josh Peck, about Josh Peck Disclosure. If you have friends on Steam it, you can do that. You can help promote these videos and this channel. And that would be extremely helpful as well. So if you don't have any money, but if you're able to watch this video, then you're able to hit the share button and share with your friends. And that's another small thing that you can do that could make a really big difference. So anyway, all that being said, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for watching. And until tomorrow, thank you so much. Take care and God bless. See you next time.